177 points. NASDAQ futures off 59. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Code Orange air quality alert will be in effect for the Baltimore area today. That means the quality will be unhealthy for children, the elderly, and people with asthma, heart disease, or lung conditions. Anyone in a sensitive group should avoid strenuous activity or outdoor exercise. Temps today are expected to be in the lower 90s, making for the hottest day yet. No charges will be filed in a deadly shooting involving Baltimore City Police. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown made the announcement Wednesday regarding the August 2024 shooting death of a teenager who raised a gun at officers during a foot chase in southwest Baltimore. Officers were patrolling South Stricker Street when they saw a person they believed was armed. As police approached, the subject took off and three officers chased him. At some point, there was a struggle, and police say they fired their weapons when they saw a gun. And a former Baltimore County teacher has been convicted of sexually abusing a minor. Stein on sports and the Fox 45 weather forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's lay down the hammer on Detroit.
Westberg down the line and left. It's gone. Tucked inside the pole, and Jordan Westberg has been annihilating pitches in his first two games back.
Kevin Brown with the call on Madison. Jordan Westberg, three-run eighth inning shot, was the exclamation point on a 10-1 shellacking of the Tigers. A much-needed win as Baltimore continues its climb up the AL ladder. After the game, an appreciative Westberg at the mic.
I'm excited. I'm happy to be back. That's about all I can say right now. I'm just really happy to be back with these guys, happy to be playing in front of these fans, man. Love the atmosphere, love where we're at in the clubhouse right now. I'm just trying to have fun.
Last night's beneficiary, Zach Eflin. Goes 6 2/3, one run, five strikeouts. His third straight stellar start. 3-0, a 1.92 ERA in that span. NBA Finals last night in Indianapolis.
They are celebrating here in Indianapolis. The Pacers dream of their first NBA title, very much alive. They're two wins away from a championship.
Mike Breen with the final call on ESPN. Another fourth quarter comeback for the Pacers, this time from five down, 116-107 the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, John Harbaugh calls an audible. And that is Stein on Sports.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
At 9:07, here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s. Looking toward a very warm and even hot afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s and even a few lower 90s. Also, that humidity will start kicking up a bit as well. Summer is definitely here. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
78 degrees in Westminster, 78 in Easton, and 75 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Some people might refer to this as Friday Eve. You know, whatever you want to say is fine with me as long as you're listening to WCBM. Of course, I know you have options, so I appreciate you listening to the midday show here for Kim Plasick Live. Don't forget to tell a friend. We want to be the best show, the best midday show in Maryland. So tell all of your friends. Tell all of them. We got a lot to talk about today. A lot. We even have two guests today. All right. Usually I don't do two guests in one show. Usually if I do have a guest, it's just one guest because I want us to focus on, you know, some of the information that they bring us. But today we have Darren Badillo, former GOP candidate for Baltimore County Executive. If you recall, I think it was about 3 weeks ago. Almost a month ago at this point, we were talking to Darren about a drag queen show that took place at Patapsco High School. And there were so many parents that were absolutely upset, and rightfully so, rightfully so. Some of the high schoolers, they were dressed in drag. They were in the show. The whole thing was a mess. But anyways, the parents had no idea all this was happening. And that was, I think, the worst part about it all is like the parents were like, well, wait a minute, what? You had a drag queen show at school? Like, you know. So Darren Badillo, he's going to join us at 11 o'clock because he's going to give us some updates. And then apparently there's going to be a rally, tomorrow. And he's going to give us the details on that because there are, like I said, there are many parents that are absolutely upset that any of this happened without their knowledge. And this goes, again, to show you that, you know, what's happening in these schools, whether it's the sexually explicit books, whether it's, you know, the drag queen story times, you know, it's just all of these things where it's like, why are the parents being left out of this conversation? Now, when we had Darren on the show about a month ago talking about this, he told us at that time, he did speak to the Baltimore County school CEO, Miriam, and I always say Yarbrough, but I think she was married, so her last name is a bit different now. But she did actually reach out to Darren, and she did say that she was going to get to the bottom of it. So I want to ask him about that as well. It's like, you know, did they end up doing something about it? Will they make sure that something like this does not happen moving forward? Like, what was the decision here? But I wanted to just make sure you knew that the Baltimore County School CEO, she did get wind of it, and she did reach out. Usually you don't see that kind of swift action. And so I'm happy, very happy that she did so. And, you know, this is all still going on when you probably noticed, and I haven't talked about it a ton, but there have been arrests made at many schools in the Baltimore region here, two in Baltimore County in the past week or so, where you have child sex abuse and PE or gym teachers have been arrested. And I know last week or a week or so ago, it was Deep Creek Elementary School. This week, you've got came out yesterday. There was a gym teacher arrested that was at Perry Hall. You know, look, I don't know if there's an uptick in these things. I don't know if kids are understanding that they need to come forward and tell somebody about it. And that's why we're hearing more about this. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But what I do know is that we have to pay close attention to the children, and we have to make sure that we protect our kids. And that's why I have so much respect for Moms for Liberty, right? All of the chapters that they have. I have so much respect for the parent-student coalition groups. I know Dara Badillo, he's a member of one of them in Baltimore County. Like, all of these groups are very important. They truly are, because even when we're working really hard, you know, they work too. But, you know, sometimes we miss things, right? We've got so much going on. It's so important to have those people that are keeping their eyes and ears open on what else is happening at these schools, because sometimes, you know, as parents, we can miss them. So we'll talk to Darren at 11 o'clock. Also, Daniel McBride, he's now the chairman of the Maryland Young Republicans. And Daniel, I'm going to ask him why he was in Chicago in the first place. But Daniel was actually there to get a ton of footage with the Chicago protests. He's going to join us around 10 o'clock. He sent me footage of, you know, arrests being made, people burning the American flags. I mean, the whole nine yards. So even though there's a lot of eyes on Los Angeles right now, just so you know, the protest in Chicago is also just as terrible. Maybe not as bad. Maybe it's not to that degree where you've got so much looting. I think Mayor Karen Bass said 23 stores altogether so far. But you've got the graffiti, you've got those that are dressed up where they're hiding their faces, coming at police, you've got the arrest, you've got all these things happening. And Daniel McBride, he's going to fill us in at 10 o'clock. And I actually met Daniel, Finn Jacobs, he worked on my campaign this last time around here in 2024. But at Washington College, you have Daniel McBride, who leads the GOP group there, which is not easy because there's a lot of liberals out there, believe it or not. Believe it or not, but he's been doing a great job growing the Republican base with the college students. And this is, you know, this is what we need, right? We need the next generation to be very involved. I'm glad that they are heavily involved. Like I mentioned, Finn Jacobs, young, bright, you know, willing to lead the charge. There are young kids today that are not afraid to come forward and say that they are Republicans or that they're Trump supporters. Or, you know, I would say maybe 10 years ago, we did have a lot of kids on these very liberal college campuses that were afraid to come forward. And look, I understand why. Look what's going on right now with the Jewish community on these college campuses. I get it. But, you know, the fact that we have so many brave young people right now, I'm very optimistic. I'm very hopeful about the future, and I love to see it. This is why I said about Turning Point. Turning Point doesn't always get things right. You know, that's the group that Charlie Kirk has. He's got all these college students. They have, like, these Turning Point chapters at the schools. I understand that they're always, you know, not on the up and up. But the fact that they're getting these groups together, they're cultivating this, and they're pushing back on these liberal campuses, this is what we need. This is the way, right? This is the way. And I think the next generation will be better off because of it. I wanted to get into this here. Of course, there was breaking news out of the Middle East overnight. And I don't know what's going on. I don't think a lot of people know what's going on. But you have Israel supposedly, allegedly preparing to launch operation into Iran. And I don't have the details. But you have people being evacuated even with, you know, from some of these U.S. embassies. Well, you know what? CBS has a story. Take a listen.
We're following breaking news. U.S. officials familiar with the situation tell CBS News that Israel is fully ready to launch operations into Iran. They say this is part of the reason some Americans were advised to leave that region. The U.S. is anticipating Iran could retaliate on certain American sites in Iraq. Israeli officials and White House spokespeople declined to comment on this. President Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, is still planning to meet with Iran for a sixth round of talks on the country's nuclear program in the coming days.
Okay, so like I said, this is very fresh, very new. A lot of this happened yesterday, I would say in the evening. And there are some people just kind of right now wondering what's going to happen next, right? I don't know. And they seem to be very tight-lipped about it. You had President Trump and the First Lady Melania. They were at the Kennedy Center for a play last night. And they were walking through, and they were on the red carpet. And there was a reporter that asked, you know, what is going on right now in the Middle East? And President Trump's response was, I guess you'll see. That was his response. So, I mean, this is very tight-lipped. As of right now, Trey Yinks, you might be familiar with his name. He's with Fox News, and he's everywhere. He's the chief foreign correspondent, and he wrote a book, by the way. If you haven't seen it, it's New York Times bestselling author is what he received. But Trey Yinks, he wrote a book about all that he's been doing in many of these countries. But I wanted to just read to you what he posted on X yesterday. He said, significant developments tonight in the Middle East as the United States prepares for a partial evacuation of the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. He says the State Department has also authorized non-essential personnel and dependents to voluntarily leave Bahrain and Kuwait. And again, that was from Trey Yinks just yesterday. And so usually, and I know he put a video, he actually put a video out on Instagram. So if you follow Trey on Instagram, you can check out his video there. But he was talking about some of the things that he was hearing on the ground. Obviously, none of it actually confirmed. But, you know, this is a serious situation. Like I said, all eyes are on the Middle East. He did also post, again, just as Trey Yinks, I guess this was on Tuesday. He had an update. It says the bodies of two Israeli hostages who were murdered by Hamas have been recovered from Gaza. 53 hostages remain in captivity. So kind of giving you an idea on what's going on with the hostage situation in case you have not been following that. Because I know everything that's been going on in L.A. and everything here, I have not been following closely either. But like I said, if you want to follow Trey Yinks, and his last name is spelled Y-I-N-G-S-T, if you want to follow him on X or Instagram, he's over there. He can give you a play-by-play. Sometimes he does go live where you can watch live footage on what's going on or what's happening at that moment. And of course, he's on Fox News. So he's on Fox News giving updates almost every hour at this point. So we'll see what happens there. Like I said, not too sure. Not too sure what's happening. I do want to give a big congratulations to the GOP, to us, yay, to the Republican Party on Capitol Hill. If you probably heard, we won the congressional baseball game for like the 75th time in a row. At this point, I don't know why Democrats show up. I don't know why. We're better at everything. I don't know if you noticed this, but we're better at everything. The Republicans won yesterday, beating the Democrats 13-2. Yeah, it was a blowout. Meanwhile, it was funny because all these posts were coming out from Congressman Johnny Osheski. And I think I told you he went to Towson University and they had him playing and, you know, getting him prepared. So he was practicing. Then he's on the field yesterday, you know, taking all these pictures, doing all these interviews. And yes, they lost 13-2. It was a blowout. Wasn't even close. Now, they did raise $2.8 million for charity. That's the most important part about the congressional baseball game. But I just wanted to put that out there, okay? We are, as Republicans, we are the best. We are the best. All right. Also, Pope Leo, don't know if you saw this. Brian, the producer, did you see Pope Leo was out in his Chicago White Sox hat? Did you see that? Brian, you did see it. Okay. Well, he was out there, out and about. And looking dapper. You know, I will say he's, you know, to have a younger Pope, you know, you can tell he's just like, he's in good shape, very agile, this guy. Yeah. but seems very down to earth. And I don't know if I saw that from Pope Francis. You know, maybe I didn't pay that close of attention, but I think that he seems to be very well liked. I saw where he was actually going through a parade a couple weeks ago. And somebody had like this stuffed animal with them and they wanted to give it to him. And he, you know, they're whisking him by because he's like in this car. They're whisking him by. But he sees the stuffed animal and he turns around and he was like, ah, and he points over and whoever it was, they threw it to him because it was a gift. They threw it to him and then he puts it up in the air and he held it. Thank you. Thank you. You know, see, he just seems much more personable, much more accessible. You know, he just seems like he's in very good spirits. I don't know. Just something nice to see. It really is something nice to see. All right. We still have a ton of things going on, obviously still in Los Angeles. We've got Marjorie Taylor Greene. She came forward on One American News last night, speaking to Dan Ball about what they're focusing on Capitol Hill. As I mentioned earlier this week, they don't have a ton of time. They don't have a ton of time. This is what always gets me because, you know, Congress, they're at work, but not really. Right. And so, you know, I don't even know how many hours they put in a day. It's not many. It's not many. You don't ever think that the legislators are working hard, okay? They're working, sure. Hardly, okay? Hardly. And I can tell you, if you've ever followed some of them or some of them that are even down to earth, they are, you know, sometimes they're in their offices. Sometimes, you know, they're out there giving tours, you know, meeting people, doing interviews. And I understand all those things. But, you know, when it comes to the fact that they're on the floor, I think they're on the floor voting on bills or putting legislation together, you know, not even an hour or two of the day. It's just, it's kind of like, all right, you know, they kind of just show up and do their thing. And so what I'm saying with this is, you've got Marjorie Taylor Greene, who says she's focused on codifying Trump's executive orders. And I love that about her. I love that Tim Burchett out of Tennessee, who, you know what, I talked to his chief of staff the other day. He's going to join us on the show coming up in the next couple weeks. But, you know, he's also working on the same thing with Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's like, so we do have some members that understand that they've got to get this done swiftly. Okay, we don't know what the midterms holds for us for, in the Republican Party. I think right now we seem to be in the clear just because the Democrats are so far left. But I don't want to take any chances. So we're going to talk about what Marjorie Taylor Greene had to say about that. And then also the question of the day surrounding Senator Rand Paul. He was disinvited somewhere. Senator Rand Paul. I love Senator Rand Paul. He's usually not confrontational. Well, I'll let you know coming up next where he's not headed.
Big news! Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right, the supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE, that's 800-262-5483, or shop online by visiting res-q.com, that's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use the code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That code, WELLNESS, for 33% off on top of already low 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy. Get savings at res-q.com today.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, happy Thursday, everybody. We're also going to get into the Baltimore City Youth Fund. Look, I know it feels like beating a dead horse at this point, but we are going to talk about it. Because Patrick Huff over at Spotlight Maryland, which is affiliated with Fox 45, he did do a report on it. I say it's like beating a dead horse because, you know, this is something that I've talked about, I feel like, hundreds of times already. The youth fund is a slush fund. It's not a youth fund. Never was, never will be. I think it is illegal, the fact that they have it and they keep dipping into it for nonsense. I don't think it's ethical. I never thought it was. But Patrick Huff is now looking into this, so we are going to talk about that. I know I received a text, I think, about a day ago or so, and one of the texters said, excuse me, that I can't believe you're not doing that story as of yet. Well, now we have the audio for it, and I wanted to make sure I got it right. So we are going to talk about it coming up next. But I just want to be very clear. This whole thing surrounding the Youth Fund in Baltimore City, it was always a sham, or I guess you could say a scam. It was always. It was never for the kids. Never. And a lot of this took place right after the Freddie Gray riots, where you saw a lot of people come to town with their hand out for money that came from the federal level sent by Barack Obama. They came to town, put their hands out, they got some money, and rolled out. It's the same thing that happened with the youth fund. And this is what it bothers me, I guess, inside, because I'm like, you continue to vote for these people. They're actually stealing money. You're talking about Sheila Dixon and gift cards. I think that what's going on with the youth fund is worse. I really do. And Mayor Brandon Scott, by the way, he's involved with this. The mayor's office is involved with this. And that's another piece where people were like, you know, even this past election cycle, like, oh, you know, I don't like Brandon Scott, but at least he didn't steal the gift cards from the kids, because that's what Sheila Dixon did. Well, I'm thinking, are you even paying attention to what's going on with this youth fund? You can't be paying attention if you're bringing up those gift cards. You can't be. And I'm not taking up for Sheila, but what I'm saying is, if you look at the bigger picture here and some of this corruption, even with the ARPA funds, the $641 million, that too was a mess. And so if you want to talk about money disappearing, you got to bring up a lot of people. Of course, Mayor Catherine Pugh, right? I guess she served her time for her crime. But there's a lot of shenanigans. And I've always said this. The only reason the Gun Trace Task Force was successful at planting guns and drugs and being as corrupt as they were is because those that oversaw them, even there in City Hall, And the mayor's office, that's the only way you would have had such corruption, is if those individuals were so busy being corrupt themselves that they didn't even notice the corruption in the police department. That's what I believe. And of course, like I said, you had Mayor Catherine Pugh. She was taken out. You had people on her staff. They were indicted and convicted. And all of the surrounding money, not just the Healthy Holly books, but some of the other grants and stuff that were coming into the city. This city is corrupt. There's no doubt about that. But you've got people that point to President Trump. And then, of course, you've got Democrat voters that jump up and say, yes, Trump, he's racist. He's evil. He's this. He's that. Dude, I can put a laundry list together to show you how many times there have been people in office in Baltimore City that have stolen money or resources from those that are living in underserved communities. It happens all of the time. It happens, I'm sure, daily. But yet, they're, you know, you've got these people with these blinders on. All they can do is think of Trump. You know what? With one perspective from my side, I can't wait to see who they blame once Trump is out of office. Who will be the boogeyman then once Trump is out of office? Because I would love to see it. I really would. Because, you know, even when you talk to people, you're like, well, wait a minute. Did your life suck this much? Did money, you know, go missing before 2016? And then when, their eyes get wide, like, oh, yeah, well, I guess. Yeah, no kidding. Because what's happening to you has nothing to do with Trump. Nothing. You're a Baltimore City resident in Penn North, right? In the Penn North corridor. Your life sucks because of, number one, some of your life choices. But number two, also because of the people that are charged here in the city. In the city, or even on the state level, Senator Bill Ferguson and others that are nickeling and diming you to death. It has nothing to do with Trump. Nothing. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the Baltimore City Youth Fund. I do want you to hear what Marjorie Taylor Greene had to say. And then, of course, I do want you to see our even here from Stephen A. Smith and how he feels about the L.A. riots. He had a message for Governor Gavin Newsom. All that and more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. An Air India passenger plane, more than 240 people on board, has crashed in northwest India. The London-bound flight went down in a residential area just minutes after takeoff. Local authorities say apparently no survivors. U.S.-Iran nuclear talks appear to have hit a dead end amid growing speculation that Israel may be preparing to strike Iranian nuclear sites. The U.S. is evacuating all non-essential personnel in the region, including military dependents. What started in L.A. has spread elsewhere, demonstrations against the enforcement of federal immigration law spreading to cities around the country. In Spokane, Washington, police deployed flashbang grenades to disperse the crowds. Senator Josh Hawley looking into the so-called immigrant rights group that he says may be bankrolling the unrest in L.A. More details, SRNNews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev. one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Tacking on runs has been an issue for Baltimore this year, but leading 3-1 in the eighth last night, it was no problem for the Birds.
Hopefully, as you said, Dave, the Orioles can tack on here.
Right center field. Tack this. Mullins up the gap off the base of the wall. Ramon's racing home. A big-time windmill from third, and Torres couldn't catch the throw.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Welcome back, Cedd Mullins. His RBI two-bagger made it 4-1 Baltimore, and the Birds would continue to tack six more times in a 10-1 win, the first time the Orioles had won by five or more since April 16th, a fact not lost on manager Mancelino.
And we're aware of that. I mean, it's for the last month, I've been like, man, love to throw up 10 tonight, make this thing a little bit easier. I would have loved to have done that like the first few innings.
It'll be hard to tack on tonight, though. Reigning Cy Young winner Tarek Skubal takes the hill for Detroit. Dean Kramer for Baltimore at 6:35. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh called an audible yesterday. Pleased with the way things are going in week three of OTAs, the coach called off practice today. Meetings only. Harbaugh on how things are coming together in Owings Mills.
It's a time for reaping, I guess. You're planting. You're working on everything. You're planting seeds in everything you do. Offense, defense, special teams, individual technique, situational football, field position football, all the different things. You're just working all the time to try to plant as well as you can, as much as you can. Try to do some weeding, you know, and get the mistakes out as much as you can.
Obviously, he loves the land. Ravens will return to the field for mandatory minicamp next Tuesday and Wednesday. Coming up in 30 minutes, a sports talk pundit makes you wonder. And that is Stein on Sports.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. After our mild Thursday morning, we'll see warm and even hot conditions for the afternoon. Look for highs well into the upper 80s and even lower 90s. Also, humidity will start increasing as well. We'll keep those temps in the 90s on Friday. Track in our next weather maker as some showers roll in late Friday afternoon and then more showers on the way for Father's Day weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Use Indeed. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, all right, all right. Get into some of these local stories here in just a second. Let's see. Ron in Occupy Baltimore did send in a text. He says, Kim, the Democrats got smoked because it's hard to get hits with limp wrists. Talking about the congressional baseball game. Look, you know, I had to look it up because I was trying to remember was the last time the Republicans actually lost a congressional baseball game, because I don't think I've ever been to one where they've lost. So I looked it up. The Republicans have won the congressional baseball game since 1962. Since 1962. Look, the point of it is to raise money for charity. Apparently, they sold 30,000 tickets for last night's game. If you're wondering if Johnny O got a hit after all that practice, I don't know if he got a hit. He didn't score. I do know that. And it looked like they scored the two runs that they received very early on. And then the rest of the game was history. Because, like I said, 13-2 is what the Republicans put up. But, yeah, they haven't won since 1962. Now, there was not a game in 2020 because of the COVID-19 concerns. But $2.8 million raised for, and if you're wondering what Congressional Sports Fraternity Foundation, it goes to various charities. It's not just like one or two specific organizations. They spread it out to many different ones. But $2.8 million, that's awesome. That really is awesome. If you have not gone to a congressional baseball game and you're this close to D.C., I'm telling you, you got to go one year. You have to. It's such a good time. And, you know, the players, which are, you know, the members of Congress, most of them do come up, not come into the stands, but they're right there like a baseball player would come up. And, you know, they sign stuff. They take pictures with everybody. It's a good time. It really is. And it's like one of the only times where you can actually see Republicans and Democrats having fun together. Like they put aside like all the fights and the bickering. And I don't mean just the members of Congress, like, you know, even the crowd. Even the crowd, like, even they'll get along. And I remember there was one game I was there. Gosh, it was right after my race in 2020. Yeah, it must have been the year 2021 when they reopened everything. And it was funny because I met so many Democrats that came over. And they were like, you know, we don't like the Republicans, obviously, but we actually thought you did a good job with that campaign. And I was like, oh, that's really nice, guys. That's really nice. And so it's funny because you've got all these Democrats. And, of course, most of them are black that came over to tell me this. And it was funny because there were so many of them that said that they actually agreed with the message from the video. But they never acknowledged the fact that it's the Democrat Party that has gotten Baltimore City or parts of Baltimore City in this situation. It's like they won't acknowledge that piece of it. And I don't think it's because they don't know or that they're dumb. I think they just don't want to acknowledge that their party is taking advantage of black people the way that they are. And that's the part where it's just kind of like, wow, you're really willing to just close your eyes and be blind to all of this just because you don't want to join the Republican Party or you don't want to point the finger at your own party. It's crazy. It really is. All right, speaking of crazy, the Baltimore City Youth Fund. All right. Now, if you're just joining the show, first of all, hello, nice to meet you. But if you're just joining the show, I talked before about how I even got involved in politics. This is not something that I ever thought that I was going to get involved in. I never paid attention too much to politics. I mentioned that I did vote for Barack Obama in 2008. I quickly saw that that was absolutely a ridiculous decision. 2009, I switched parties. Here in the state of Maryland, believe it or not, I did support Doug Gansler and Jolene Ivey when Doug ran for governor. I guess that was might have been 2014. I was in some parade or something with them in Annapolis, and I honestly thought, because, you know, speaking of Doug at that time, he seemed much more moderate. And I thought that he really, truly wanted to do a good job because, remember, at that time, he was the AG, right? And he was all about law and order. Anyways, besides all that, you know, as I was working with my nonprofit down in Baltimore City, I recognized the fact that there was something going on when it came to career opportunities and then the career development programs with the city. Something was off. My nonprofit did workforce development for women that were either coming out of incarceration or rehabilitation or you name it, right out of high school, whatever. Well, with the mayor's office, and this is Mayor Catherine Pugh at the time, they had these career centers and they had all these things available, resources for women to get, you know, help with their applications or whatever they needed, right? So trying to work with these little offices connected to the mayor's office, I realized that there was something very, very wrong. Then the riots happened, right? Freddie Gray was killed or, you know, slammed himself. I still don't know what happened there. I don't, you know what, it is what it is. Well, Freddie Gray died. And then you had all mayhem break loose. Well, as Baltimore was trying to put the pieces back together after that, you had all this money that came into play. And like I said earlier, there were these nonprofits that I've never seen before in my life. And I, at this point, I had been in West Baltimore for years. Never seen them before in my life. And they all showed up with their hands out. Well, another piece of this was the Baltimore City Youth Fund. And I know Jack Young was a big, you know, key player in all this and some others. And they were so excited because they said the community was going to decide who got the money. So we're all waiting because, of course, I'm working with organizations that actually belong to the community. We're all waiting to see what they end up doing with it. Well, it became very apparent that they were giving the money out to their friends or to organizations that must have said that they were going to help them with their election campaigns and all this other stuff. Because nobody in the community actually knew who these people were. Well, anyways, they give out the money. I start making noise on social media about it because I think it's unfair. I think the community should have a say, and I think this money should be used for the kids, if you want to call it the Youth Fund. I think I told you. They then called me down to come to City Hall. At this point in time, this is when Mayor Catherine Pugh, she had already got, she got taken, you know, she was hit by the FBI, the feds, and the Healthy Holly scandal all came out and all that stuff, right? Well, anyways, I was working, you know, with some of the organizations that were hoping to hear back from City Hall. I was getting angry because I knew they were doing the work. One of the organizations was right there at Gilmore Homes, the Jobs Plus program. They, you know, they were waiting to hear back. Anyway, so because I was making so much noise, they called me in the office and they said, "Hey, Kim, what do we have to do to get you to shut up?" Right? That's basically what it was. Now, I was speaking to Lester, who was the chief of staff for Jack Young at the time. Jack Young was the interim mayor as, you know, Catherine Pugh had to walk away. I said, "I don't work with the youth. I work with people over 18 because we're getting them employment. So if you're going to try to cut me a check, I'm not taking it because that would be wrong." Right? So then they were shocked that I said that. I walked out of the office. I said, "All right, these people are ridiculous. They're obviously corrupt. They're handing money out to their friends. It was a nightmare. It was a mess." Well, even after that, you had the youth fund that was going towards families. They put some of this on gift cards, like the Visa gift cards. They were taking that money, putting it on Visa gift cards, and handing out to families during COVID. And I was like, "All right, well, I don't know how they're going to keep track of that." Because when you asked about how they were keeping track of it, right, you wanted to know about the mechanism, they didn't really have one. They were literally just handing out these Visa gift cards. I think it was like $600 a piece on each card. They were just handing them out. There was nobody keeping track of any of this. You didn't know whether or not the families were having problems. You didn't know whether or not the families actually had kids, right? Because it's called the Youth Fund. The whole thing was a mess. It was a nightmare. Well, you know, when I sit and I look at all this stuff happening, you see people, you know, whether it's Mayor Brandon Scott or others, they continue to dip into this youth fund. And I'll tell you right now, out of the millions of dollars of the youth fund, I would say maybe a million went to actually kids in Baltimore City. All right, Patrick Huff, fast forward to today. Patrick Huff with Spotlight Maryland, with Fox 45. He's been digging into this. Take a listen.
Today, the taxpayer-backed Baltimore Children and Youth Fund is facing some new criticism from an influential community member who helped launch the organization.
Patrick Hoff of our Spotlight on Maryland team has the latest in his investigation into BCYF.
The Baltimore Children and Youth Fund operates as a nonprofit and is set to receive $16 million taxpayer dollars from the Baltimore City government for fiscal year 2026. About $7 million of which it will send to Mayor Scott's Office of Employment Development, according to the preliminary budget. Spotlight on Maryland reported on how the budget cuts BCYF's grant funds from $15 million to $9 million in the new fiscal year. John Brothers, who co-chaired the BCYF Task Force in 2017, shared the Spotlight on Maryland report on social media Sunday, describing the partnership between BCYF and Mayor Scott as, quote, "very troublesome." Brothers wrote that, quote, "Using BCYF to fund city efforts is a slippery slope because this has not been the first time or the last time the city will look to BCYF to fund budget gaps. It sets up a dangerous precedent that will be hard to turn away from once started." Baltimore City Council President Zeke Cohen expressed similar concerns about BCYF funds at budget hearings last week.
"This idea that city government, particularly the mayor's office, could then come whenever there's a shortfall and utilize the funds I think felt deeply inappropriate to several members of this council.
Mayor Scott's office did not respond to a request for comment on Brothers' criticism. City officials defended the decision to take BCYF funds at budget hearings last week, emphasizing that BCYF's board approved the plan, which was needed amid the city's $85 million budget shortfall. The mayor's office says it will use the BCYF funds to boost youth employment and summer programs. A BCYF spokesman emailed a statement to Spotlight on Maryland that emphasized the funds for the mayor provide emergency assistance for the YouthWorks program that helps employ teens and adolescents, writing, quote, "To imply that BCYF is simply using YouthWorks to fund city efforts marks a clear misunderstanding of the tools these organizations need and how much these programs rely on YouthWorks to operate." Former Mayor Jack Young was the architect of BCYF starting in 2015 and appointed Brothers as the co-chair of the fund's task force. The former mayor told Spotlight on Maryland in December that BCYF's operations are not what he envisioned.
That fund was created so that community-based organizations could get funding for the programs they have for the youth, not a junket for grown-ups.
Young was responding to a Spotlight on Maryland report about how BCYF paid for a trip for 100 adults to Alabama. Attendees included one of Mayor Scott's employees who was paid more than $7,000 by BCYF to help document the trip. You can read BCYF's full statement on our website. We'll have more in the coming weeks on how exactly Mayor Scott's office is spending the BCYF funds. For Spotlight on Maryland, I'm Patrick Huff.
All right. So Patrick Huff says there's going to be more updates there, and I believe it. This has always been, remember, every year, every single fiscal year, they put money into this fund, and it's supposed to be for the kids. It has never been for the kids. Never, ever, ever. Okay? And I was there at the very beginning, watching and waiting. Now, also at this time, I had a program that was in the Penn North Library, right there on the corner of Pennsylvania and North, right? And in that program, we didn't ask for any money, right? My nonprofit, Potential Me, we didn't ask for any money. We just went in once a week, and we would have a bunch of girls that would come to the library, and we would do different activities, whether it was, I think, you know, one time we were bringing in clothing for them to try on or to take with them in case they get a job interview, right? It was like, you know, professional wear. We did like the inspirational boards, you know, those little boards you can put together saying, okay, this is where I feel as though my life is headed. This is what my dreams and goals are. Here's how I'm going to get there each year. This is how I'm going to get to success. We had guidance counselors come in. We had all these people that would come in and talk to these young girls, a lot of them getting out of high school, about their next steps because they weren't going to college, right? You would think that this is a good program. Okay, because we had a lot of girls that would show up. We would provide food, right, because we were there for 2 hours. So it was after school. They got there after school, and they could eat and participate in this program all for free, right? So we had about, I would say, 25 to 30 girls that showed up every week. Well, anyways, the whole youth fund thing happened, and I said, all right, still, I know that some of these girls are in high school, you know, considered youth, but not really, right? Please take the money and use it for like the younger kids. And at that time, I was thinking, especially the younger boys. The younger boys, for some reason, have always been out of control. I'm going to be honest with you. They've always been out of control. It is much easier to get young girls to participate in some of the things like that we had. And the boys needed a lot of work, right? A lot of them, father not there. They needed a lot of help. Well, for Jack Young to say, even in that, you heard that interview there, for him to say, oh, this is supposed to be for the youth, that's BS. That's BS. He's known from day one that they've used the youth fund as a slush fund. I wish he would call my show. I wish. And then I would ask him about his chief of staff, Lester Davis, who was also calling the shots and deciding who was getting money out of the youth fund that didn't actually work with the kids. It's lies on top of lies. Now, if you heard there, also with this money taken out of the youth fund, you had 100 adults, right? Not kids at all. 100 adults go to Alabama, and they used that fund to pay for the trip to Alabama. Now, in Mayor Scott's office, did you hear this? The chief storyteller is what they're calling the staffer. The chief storyteller, he received $7,000 out of the youth fund to document the trip. You know what that probably means? He was posting pictures and videos of the trip on social media. That's what that means. So if you ever, if you ever hear any of these city council members, you know, the mayor's office, any of these people involved that have their hands on this youth fund, when they say that they care about the kids of Baltimore, when they say that the kids are the future and they're the most important, we care about public safety, all these things that they say that they care about, they do the exact opposite. The exact opposite. You care about public safety? Really? Why is it when ICE calls you with a detainer request with somebody you're about to let out of jail, why is it that you don't notify ICE? Because you don't care about public safety. Why are you dipping into this youth fund to even balance the budget? Ridiculous. And this is a guy, mind you, Mayor Scott just had his hands on a $641 million check from the feds, right? The ARPA funds. Blew through it. Why? Because he had to be reelected. So he blew through it, paying all his friends, whether if it was the Safe Streets, whether it was the nonprofits that, you know, supported him. That's what he used the money for. Meanwhile, it should have gone to some of the businesses that had to shutter during COVID. That's what we were told it was set up for. See, so again, Patrick Huff, thank you for the work that you're doing on this piece. We will continue to wait and see what you bring forward. But my goodness, there's nothing but thieves in this city. And it's always been this way. That is why Baltimore looks like the way it does. It is the corrupt individuals of City Hall. And for Zeke Cohen to say, you know, the city council president, I don't think we should be using this money to balance the budget. Where have you been? Where have you been? You've been sitting there on city council this entire time when they were dipping into the youth fund for those silly credit cards that went to absolutely, we still don't know. We found out later they never documented who they gave these $600 gift cards to during COVID. We have no idea. We don't know if it's families with kids. We don't know if it's friends of the mayor. We don't know. It's a shame. It's a shame. All right, we'll put a pin in it. Like I said, Patrick Huff says that he'll give us some more updates here. And we get back. If you do want to weigh on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. I just wanted to put the story out there front and center because this is part of the problem. And so to anybody in the city, if you want to continue to support these Democrats, understand they are robbing people blind. They need a permanent underclass to continue the mayhem that you see across Baltimore every single day. If you think they're going to do something about the dirt bikers, you have thought wrong. You have thought wrong. They couldn't care less. This is what they want. The culture of the city is corruption. That's the culture.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
He's bringing back manufacturing that Obama said would never come back and Biden said would never come back, can't come back, and they never tried to bring back. I mean, we're now going to manufacture our own pharmaceuticals, our own semiconductor chips. We're bringing back automobile manufacturing. That's going to be, you know, massive for American workers. The Republican Party needs to be the party of working men and women. That represents the majority of Americans, the people that get up every day, work their 12, 14, 16 hours, raise their kids, take them to their sports, feed them, study with them, go to, you know, crash and go to bed, get up and do it all over again, take their kids to church on Sunday.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, I've been buying precious metals. Somebody gave me great advice. I'm so grateful every day that I did, and I've been doing it for decades. Every paycheck I get, no matter what, I put aside a portion of money to diversify into precious metals. Now, especially during uncertain times. Remember the 2008 financial crisis. Who do I choose to make my gold and silver purchases with? What company do I now use? Who do I trust? Well, I've been partnering with a great company for 3 years. I am a customer. The company's called Gold Co. Gold Co. will send you right now a free 2025 gold and silver kit to learn more about diversifying with precious metals. Now, this kit from Gold Co. has been a huge help to me. I think you'll learn a valuable lesson. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. Now, you're not going to want to miss out. All you have to do is call. No obligation, 855-815-GOLD, or just go to HannityGold.com. That's 855-815-GOLD, or go to the website HannityGold.com.
Crestlock.com is located at 10015 Plasky Highway, and we are looking for locksmiths, access control, and CCTV technicians with 2 years' experience and plus. Crestlock.com offers competitive pay, bonuses, insurance, vacation, 401k, and great working conditions. Crestlock.com is also looking to train highly motivated individuals seeking a career in the security industry as a locksmith, access control, and CCTV technician. If you are interested, please send your resume to chris@crestlock.com. That's chris@crestlock.com.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian. And that's right. All of the foods your birds love. Seed, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworms, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia, or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Hope you're having a good morning. Don't forget, it is super hot out today. I love it. You might not love it, but bring some bottled water with you if you are going outside, if you're going for a walk, going anywhere. Please do so. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Daniel McBride. He is the Maryland Young Republican chairman. Just voted into that position. We're going to ask him what they're doing there with the Maryland Young Republicans. Would love to know. But he was also just in Chicago and sent me some footage of some of the protests there. So we're going to get an inside perspective on what has been going on the ground in Chicago. Sounds like it's a lot of it like what's going on in Los Angeles. But we'll ask Daniel about that. I got Scott in Westminster. Scott, you wanted to weigh in?
Good morning, Kim. You spoke about the Republican success at the congressional baseball game. Well, it sounds like the Democrats need some DEI and affirmative action to help them in these games. So first, when the Republicans are at bat, they start with a count of one ball and one strike, and the Republicans only have one out. And then when Democrats are at bat, they start with a runner on second base. So this will bring fairness and equity to the congressional baseball game.
Scott, thank you so much. I appreciate you. You have a great weekend. That's exactly what they need. Oh, the Democrats, they are not good at baseball. Not at all. All right, I wanted to give you real quick the poll question of the day at WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Was it petty for President Trump to uninvite Senator Rand Paul to the White House picnic? Was it petty? Yes, no? Are you unsure about it? Was it petty? Oh, man, I'm not going to give you my response yet. We are going to get into it because Senator Rand Paul, he talked to the press about it. He's not happy. He's been given a lot of criticism to President Trump, but some people believe rightfully so. We'll talk about that more after we speak to Daniel McBride coming up next.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cobb Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of